We, the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, of all of Israel, near and far, in all the countries in which you have scattered them because of their treachery toward you. O Lord, we are shamefaced, like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. The word of the Lord. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Let the prisoners sighing come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. Through all generations, we will declare your praise. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and the gifts you are will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Every Catholic, every Christian, everyone in the world should memorize this verse this day, these verses. And these are, again, Jesus tells us how to live our life. Jesus, who is God, who will all stand before in judgment, he tells us how to live, and we quickly forget, and we decide this is what we think you're supposed to do. So Jesus says, "I want you to be merciful because my Father is merciful." Anyone here has experienced the mercy of God, I would imagine, or he wouldn't even be here. So we got to be merciful. And then he just makes it very clear. Just stop judging and you won't be judged. Stop condemning. Now, the biggest Catholic speakers in the world today are judging and condemning others. The ones that get all the stuff, the ones that call themselves true Catholics, judging and condemning. And just by saying that, I'm judging and condemning them, right? It's hard not to fall into it. But God says, "I want you to stop." And then he says, "The way you treat others, I'm going to treat you. So if you judge others, I'm going to judge you. If you condemn others, I'm going to condemn you." So God's putting this on us today. Will we judge? Will we condemn? Go for it. Then God will do the same to you. But if we're merciful, then God will be merciful to us. He's clear. The measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. Let us hear together the word of the Lord. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.